textile room. In the former canon's quarters, the collection of medieval textiles is on display, consisting of liturgical items, vestments, and fragments of silk from the East. Textile materials are fragile, and few examples have survived to the present day, so the museum's collection should be considered a treasure in itself. The left-hand display case contains a stole and a maniple attributed to Queen Eleanor of Plantagenet, as well as several liturgical pieces. The grave goods found in one of the tombs in the Royal Pantheon are particularly noteworthy. It belonged to the Infanta Dona Maria, daughter of Fernando III, the saint, and younger sister of Alfonso X, the wise. The trousseau was found in the pinewood coffer lined with cloth and leather that is on display here. It consists of a silk cushion and three pieces of 13th century clothing. The linen tights are very simple and fasten with a drawstring at the waist. The shirt worn directly over the body is made of cotton, a material reserved for the higher classes. Over the shirt, the garnacha was sewn in silk and embroidered with gold thread. The inside of the shirt has traces of untanned rabbit skin, which leads us to believe that it was a warm garment. The Beza Banner. In the central display case, we can see the military insignia known as the Beza Banner. Its origin dates back to the 25th of July, 1147, when Alfonso VII, the emperor, during his campaigns in Almeria, confronted the Muslims in the square of Beza. According to the chronicles of the time, the miraculous apparition of Saint Isidore enabled him to win the battle. The king commissioned the wives of his nobles to make the banner in honor of Saint Isidore, a banner that he carried from that moment on to the battlefield. In the center is the image of Saint Isidore dressed as a pontifical, mounted on horseback and holding a sword and cross in his hands.